하늘 예보하고 예보 구인스포 아멘.
At the end of the 18th century and the beginning of the 19th century, there was a movement that was called the Age of Nationalism. And it was during this time period that this idea of national states took place. This is where the idea of, all right, what an Armenian means, and we need to have a place for the Armenians, Armenia. This is also during this time period that little states, little kingdoms came together. Germany, Italy, and other nations were formed. The idea of imperialism started to wear away, and this, again, idea of nationalism came into play. So naturally, since then, because Armenians love to discuss things, we continually ask ourselves, what does it mean to be Armenian? And we will debate this on and off for decades, and I'm sure after this sermon we will continue to debate it. But each nation has their own way of determining what a person of that nation is. For Armenians, we have some that say, an Armenian is someone who has an Armenian last name, I-A-N or Y-A-N ending. But we have lots of Armenians who are married to non-Armenians, or are children whose father was not an Armenian, and yet they are very Armenian. So I don't really agree with that idea, their last name. Well, maybe their first name. They have to have a good Armenian first name, like Nujde, or Sarkis, right? Or Hurach, or Vrej. But we do this and we Armenianize non-Armenians. They come into our families and we say, your name is no longer Brandon, it's Bakhtazar. Or your name is no longer Isaac, it's Sahar. And we Armenianize them, making them part of our nation, our family. There are others that say, an Armenian is someone who's able to cook Armenian food. Someone who can cook Armenian food. And this is why our Armenian festival has lots of Armenians that come. And you hear this, and I hear this, and we hear them, and they say, we're here because we miss our Armenianness, and we want that food. We're here for the food. But if that's what determines what an Armenian is, I think we're very sadly mistaken. Because anyone can make Armenian food. And there are many Armenians who do not make Armenian food, and yet they are Armenian. Others will say it's someone who speaks the Armenian language. And this is beautiful to speak the language, but some people miss that opportunity at a very young age to learn it and have difficulty learning languages later on in their life. And we have even the great writer of the Armenians, William Saroyan, who, according to all accounts, did not speak Armenian. And yet he is one of the most prized Armenian writers that we know. And then we will say, someone who has Armenian blood in them. That's what constitutes an Armenian. But if we go with that logic, St. Gregory the Illuminator was not Armenian. He was Parthian. He was Persian. One of the greatest saints of the Armenian church. And we hold him up high, and yet he was not Armenian. Nor are two-thirds of the saints in our church. They are either Greek or Roman or Persian. They are not Armenian. So the question again arises, what does it mean to be called an Armenian? And what does it mean to be an Armenian? The word Armenia is a word that has been given to us by our neighbors. Any Armenian knows we don't call ourselves Armenian. We call ourselves Hay. And Armenia is called Hayastan in Armenian. The place of Hay. Stan, as we all know, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, all these stans mean a place of. And Hay means those who come from the patriarch Hay. Not this Hay, but Hay. Okay? Because Hay was Noah's great grandson. Noah had Japheth, Japheth had Torgum, Torgum had Hay. And we trace our lineage back to Hay. And so we say we belong to the lineage, the family tree, the the clan of Haida. Armenians, though, that word comes from our neighbors, as I said. And they say, those are the Armenians. They live in the place of Armenia. And what does this word mean? And if we look at the etymology, the first word, Ar, is an Indo-European word, root, which means creator, to create, to prepare. And we have Armenian words that have this sound. Arnel in classical Armenian means to create. Ararich means creator. Mount Ararat is the place where the creators live. It's our Mount Olympus, Olympia, where the Greek gods would live. We have our Armenian gods that lived on that mountain. And even in Greek and other words, we have this beginning sound, Ar, which means to create. Men is an Indo-European word which means man. We get man in English, mart in Armenian, masculine, right? Mushina in Russian, this beginning sound of m. And then ia just means a place of. Persia, Colombia, California, Australia, Albania, Arabia. So, Armenia means the place of the people of God. God's people's land. Okay? Again, what is interesting is that we don't, Armenians are very prideful. If you are married to an Armenian, you know this. But we don't call ourselves that. It's our neighbors, the countries around us that have called us that. And they say, those are the people of God. Those are the people of the Creator. They live in the place that God created for them. So the question naturally arises then, do we live up to that name? Do we live up to the name of being God's people as Armenians? And then, as I asked in the beginning of the sermon, what constitutes a person who is Armenian? What it comes down to is, if we want to be called Armenian, if we want to have that title, Armenian, we must be God's people. And the way to be God's people is to love one another. Christ says it very explicitly at the Last Supper. He says, the world will know you are my disciples because you love one another. If we do not love each other, we cannot be called Christ's disciples. We cannot be called God's people. We cannot be called Armenian. This means then, as I said at the beginning of the sermon, what does it mean to be Armenian? What does it mean to be God's people? It means to love one another. It is a very difficult thing to do. Because Armenians, as I said, and humanity in general, is very prideful. And we don't like loving the people that hurt us. But Christ says very explicitly, love your enemies. Pray for those who do evil to you and despitefully use you. Pray for them, love them, welcome them. And St. Paul writes, in doing so, it will be like heaping hot coals on their heads. This is what we are called to do. It is difficult in the world we live in when our enemies are persecuting us, when people are destroying us, when others are interrupting our plans and trying to do horrible things to us, to love them. But if we are going to be called God's people, if we are going to be called Armenian, we need to do that. St. Gregory the Illuminator, who I said earlier was not Armenian, St. Gregory the Illuminator did that very thing. After 14 years in the pit of Khorvirab, and after 14 different tortures by King Dertas, he came out and he said, I forgive you and I will heal you. And I will baptize you. And because he did that, we are here today in this church now. We are here because of him now. If we are going to be, look at me, Look at me. If we are going to be called, it's very important, that's why. If we are going to be called Armenian, and if we are going to be called God's people, we have to be called lovers. We have to love one another. We have to help one another. And when somebody comes to us that we don't know, and we think they're a little strange, they're different, they are not Armenian, it is up to us then to welcome them and preach the gospel of the risen Christ to them. Because if we do not, we are not worthy of being Christian, we are not worthy of being called God's people, we are not worthy of being called Armenian. So today, on the final day of Armenia Fest, I ask and I pray, welcome everyone and make them Armenian. Not giving them an Armenian name, not teaching them how to make dolma or sarma or bereg or korovaz or any of those meals. Okay? Don't start going into the Armenian language and teaching them yes, m, tu, es, na, e, ivani. Okay? Or kudapar, classical Armenian either. But when you see them, love them so that they will love you. And it is in that way that we can make everyone in this world Armenian and people of God. Amen.